want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Great American Southwest Desert, where it's a little shaky and wobbly from the earthquake this afternoon. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, tonight promises to be another intriguing and exciting show. We welcome back author Russ Baker as he talks to us about Bush family secrets. And you're saying, wait a minute, didn't you do that about 3 months ago? Yes. In fact, there is so much corruption associated with the Bush family. We only got through Bush 41, and Bush 43 remained untouched, and we certainly can't allow that to happen. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to welcome back Russ Baker with more revelations about Bush family secrets. But as we almost always do at this time, we will have our Under the Radar news segment with our favorite correspondent, Andy DeRiso. And let's go to Tennessee and welcome Andy to the show. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Hi, everybody. Happy Easter, everybody. Hope everybody had a good day. What's this with the earthquake in Arizona, huh?
Well, it's aftershocks basically from the 7.2 earthquake felt in the Baja, California. And I know they felt it in Tucson. I live pretty far out north. I live about 20 miles north of the Phoenix metropolitan area out in the country. And our swimming pool, even that far out, shook significantly.
That had to be very deep. Wow. I've been out of pocket all day, so I'm not totally out of touch.
Well, there was another earthquake, too, Annie, in Virginia, 3.9. So you have to wonder if what Nick Begich told us, and we need to get Nick on for a return appearance here to discuss, could this be HAARP technology triggering all these earthquakes around the planet? Because, Annie, I cannot remember a time when there's been this many earthquakes in so many unusual places like Oklahoma, down Arizona, the Baja, Virginia. It's amazing.
It reminds me of what Cliff with the Alta Webbot report says, too. He says there's going to be an uptick. Volcanoes, earthquakes, out-of-place weather. Interesting. Any damage? California?
I don't know.
Okay.
That I'm not sure about. Okay. I do know here locally, of course, all the mainstream media talk shows turn it into about a three-hour topic of discussion. And I told my wife, I said, how long are you going to feed this monster? We know there was an earthquake. We know nobody was hurt. Okay, let's go to something new. And she informed me she was busy doing something else and idly had it on. But, I'll leave it to the media just to obsess on a non-event. But down in the Baja, we're at 7.2. That probably was not a non-event. I don't have any details on that as we speak. So, anyway, Annie, I know you've got a full board of news stories.
Yes.
So, before we go to break, let's go ahead and briefly preview what the listening audience is going to be exposed to that they will not hear in the mainstream corporate-controlled media.
Well, I have a quote from James Madison and the powers that be, how the banksters and how they control us, what technique they use. 545 people. Versus 300 million of the world, of the United States, how they control us.
Are you talking about Congress? Because that's where the number 545 comes in.
Yeah, I'm talking about Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's a long one. I hope I have time to do it, but we'll see. Maybe I should do that first.
Well, I even wonder if Congress is going to be relevant after the next election, Annie, because we seem to be racing headlong into martial law, which I know you're going to touch on too, but let's pick up the rest of these and jump into them full bore after these breaks. And remember, folks, the truth is spoken here on RBN. Back in a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Back to the Common Sense Show, where the truth is spoken here. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and joining me in this segment is Annie DeRiso, our favorite and our only under-the-radar news correspondent. And, Annie, we've got a caller about the quakes. Let's go ahead and go through these calls very quickly, because they may have some updating information that you and I aren't aware of, and then we'll get to our stories.
Okay,
Sheldon from Tucson, hi. You're on the Common Sense Show. Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to confirm that I felt it myself down here in Tucson, and a friend that lives out on the southeast side of Tucson sent me an email, and he felt it, too. And if you go to the USGS website, it shows at least 15 other reports in the Tucson area. So this is kind of unusual for this area. I've lived here like 11 or 12 years. I've never felt one here before.
I had one I felt, oh, gosh, probably about 16, 17 years ago when there was a quake out east of Yuma, Arizona, and the aftershocks hit us, and it knocked some water out of my pool, pretty much like today. But what's interesting that we're going to have to do a show on this, Sheldon. To me, this is more than happenstance. Too many of these are happening in non-earthquake areas for this to be a coincidence, and we're going to follow up. Anyway, thanks for the call. And we have one more caller from California, Trish. On line two, hi, Trish, what's on your mind?
I felt it. I live in a trailer, and it just rocked the little trailer very nicely.
We're in California.
In Southern California.
Yeah, quickly, where are you at in Southern California?
I'm in San Fernando Valley.
Okay, so that far north.
Actually, it's right near L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the quake was all the way down in the Baja, so that's quite a reach.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do any damage to your trailer?
No, it didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good thing, and we didn't have any significant damage here as far as I know in the Phoenix metropolitan area where I'm broadcasting from, but I'd sure like to hear from somebody who knows about the Baja. Okay, Trish, thanks for your call. We need to move along with the news.
I have an experience I'd like to share with people, if that's okay.
Can I get you to call back in our open line segment? Because this is our news segment. I just wanted to update on the earthquake. So please feel free to call back. Okay, Annie?
Yes.
Here we have it. A couple callers right on the mark here telling us that they felt it significant distance away. And I know originally when they first reported the quake, they reported it as a 6.8. And then later they upgraded it to 7.2. So we're going to have to contact our good friend Nick Begich and get him back on the air and see what we can make of what's going on with all these earthquakes in unusual places. Anyway, Annie, let's go to your news stories. What's up first?
Okay, I just went to the USGS, and it's been rocking and rolling, and ever since then, with 5.2s, 4s, and 4.6s, so they're still rocking out there. Well, first of all, I have a quote from James Madison, one of the fathers of the Constitution, and he said, "It will be of little avail to the people that the laws be made by men of their own choice. If the laws be too voluminous, that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood."
You mean like about 2,700 pages?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long ago did he say this? What, 250 years or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, rolling along. As to how the powers that be and the banksters, you know, control us, they're trying to take over the whole world. This came from an email, but it didn't tell me who wrote it. But they say they don't care whether you're talking about local, city, government, county, state, national. The plot goes something like this. Bankrupt cities, so they merge with the counties. Bankrupt the county, so it will cede power to the state. Bankrupt the states to give power to the feds. Bankrupt the feds, so they will swallow world government and the global currency.
Hmm.
Isn't that what's happening?
And if you bankrupt the Bank of Settlement, what does that roll up to?
Yeah, well, you know, England may have England may have to answer to the EU on their falling economy. But then I'm going to go ahead and
Annie, before you leave that point, I think it's a good one. I do see cities joining together in some kind of conglomeration, some type of coalition, if not formally joining counties. Because you got to remember, all counties are not big, and some municipalities are split into their parts of several different counties. So I don't know how viable that is across the board with the 3,200 counties that exist, but it certainly would lead to the consolidation of power if you saw some joining of the forces, if you will, to save on administrative costs. And it certainly is easier to implement fascism. And this Marxist tone that we have going through Washington now, if you do consolidate governments, I think there's absolutely no question that could be the move. No longer would we see the purse strings controlling these local governments through the federal handouts and bailouts. I think more along the lines we would see an actual consolidation of governmental power. I think that makes a great deal of sense. And I love the quote with Madison. Okay, what's up second?
Isn't it? Okay, the 545 people, this is for Charlie Reese. He was a journalist for 49 years. You know, one of the good old guys, kind of like Jim Mars. He's retired now, but he was with the Orlando Sentinel. And he goes to say, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered why both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have if they're both against it, why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we still have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose the federal budget. The president does. We don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You do. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, and one president, 9 Supreme Court justices, makes 545 human beings out of 300 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. He excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because the problem was created by Congress, because in 1913, you know, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to the charter, you know, the central bank. And he excluded a special interest in lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con game regardless of party. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people.
Well, Annie, let me stop you right there, because you've made the point loud and clear, and I totally agree. But when 200 million of the 300 million, as our friend Bob Dacey, Alex Jones's guest host, says, are dumber than a box of rocks, don't care to be involved. I mean, there's your answer.
Well,
there's your answer. You know, and it's interesting. You raised a point very early on. I was thinking this piece is brought to you by HD. No, not high definition. Hegelian dialectic. Create the problem and then create the mechanism which gives government more control to solve the problem they created in the first place. Annie, we've got someone on the waiting on the line who wants to come on, who wants to make a link between HAARP and the quakes. Let's see what he has to say very quickly. Let's go to Mel in Florida on line four. Hi, Mel.
Hi. I got to tell you, I came across your radio station because CNN gave you guys a plug-in, and you guys, that we should be all aware that we should be fearing you guys, and they made the FBI aware. So CNN, if you're listening, thank you so much.
I can't
stop listening to you guys because you speak my language. I will tell you this. I don't know if you watched any of the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory shows.
I'm proud to say I watch every episode. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they had a gentleman out there who his father was the gentleman who invented HAARP, or at least that's the name that the Navy, I believe it's in the hands of the Navy now, has given it. As far as I'm concerned, with my sources, I can tell you emphatically that the Navy has the Bible playbook, and they're playing it one play at a time so that they can make all the religious fanatics out there also, you know, say, oh, my God, Armageddon, and they're going to come running. But the reality of it is this technology was originally invented for peaceful purposes. In other words, if one part of the world was getting too much rain, then we're going to make it stop rain.
Yeah, we know that, what do you think the connection is? Because our time is short here, Mel. What is the connection between HAARP and the quakes?
Well, I think that, you know, never in the history of the world have we gotten like 5 earthquakes simultaneously.
No, I agree. It defies the statistical odds. Mel, we're up against the break. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with Annie on the other side. Stay tuned, everybody. And yes, CNN, the truth is spoken here.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Everybody, just to remind you, RBN is having a pledge drive, and anybody who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. And after hours, you can still donate by going online to republicbroadcasting.org and donate to us there, and all your donations go to a good cause. As you heard, the Communist News Network that I lovingly refer to CNN as has given us a nice plug. Thanks a lot, Wolf Blitzer. We greatly appreciate it. Annie, I got a couple pieces of news, too, if you don't mind me passing this along very quickly. You know, we've done a lot here on the biggest property rights abuse in the United States, which I unfortunately find myself in the eye of the hurricane on this. But I found out from people who attended a public meeting, which I did not, that my small subdivision is going to be grandfathered in, and we're going to be given full property rights.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what all my neighbors tell me. They go, Dave, they just don't want you involved. Well, sorry, I'm still involved because that doesn't mitigate the problem of the noise of the F-35 jets when they come to any metropolitan area. They will bring deafness, increased risk of stroke, heart attack, so forth. You've listened to the show before, folks. You've heard us go through this. So, no, I will not be bought off by this, by a promise of a grandfather clause. So the fight will continue. And we during the break, I got an email from SJ, and he tells us that the USGS is reporting over 20 million people have felt this quake. Thanks, SJ, for the update. And, Annie, we may have time to fill in.
Goodness.
Oh, I know. It's 20 million. Wow, that's about 8% of the population. So, you know, I got a feeling this is going to go bigger than 7.2. Anyway, Annie, do we have anything else here that we can squeeze in before the end of the segment?
Oh, no, I just had more rambling on what, you know, basically it's what exists, it exists because they want it to exist. You know, we have to be responsible. We, the people, are the bosses. They're supposed to work for us, and it's not happening. And that's why everybody has to wake up. That's why we do these shows. That's why our friends do shows. That's why we're all out here on these broadcasting stations doing everything we can. And I hope there's some people out there today who are not considered members of the choir. Open your ears and learn and do something. Get off the couch. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well, I see that Trish called in, so let's go ahead and try to squeeze her in before the end of the segment. Hi, Trish. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, we're still doing good, and we're steady here. No aftershocks.
Oh, yeah, I haven't felt any either.
Okay, we got probably about 90 seconds to the end of this segment, so you had a story you wanted to relate?
Yes, I'm a nurse, and I was at work one day, and their son-in-law called in and had a fire in his house and had gone to the hospital. And I had heard about this team, fire burn team, and by giving his name, date of birth, place of birth, and the time of the burn, they did a process on him which got rid of his pain in half an hour, and his burns healed miraculously. And they had 104 cases where they have had 100% success rate. There's been, anyway, the phone number is 818-332-6445. I do wish everybody would put it in their cell phones and under burn and on their refrigerator and everywhere they can think about. It's good all over the world. And our troops need to know about this, because with this, they don't have to worry about scarring or grafting. It's just an amazing, amazing process. I'm not sure how it works, but I know that it works. And they've had so many calls. I mean, and with, as I said, 100% success rate.
Okay, thanks for the call, and I appreciate that number, that information. I hope I never need the service. I hope my friend Annie or anyone on our listening audience does. Let's go to Greg in Colorado on line two. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show, and we've got to be brief. We've got about 30 seconds.
Can I hold over for a break?
I've got a guest coming up.
I got a real quick couple of statements to make, and then I'll be off.
Go ahead.
Okay. The earthquakes are caused not by HARP, not by the evil government, but by the terrible, horrible, hateful emotions of mankind and the murder and killings. The earth is shuddering. The earth is shuddering from the evil.
Well, there's plenty of evil to go around.
That's where the earthquakes are coming from.
And I do know that we can have some, lack of a better term, somatic effects on material objects, but that's certainly a point to consider.
Emotions are doing it.
Okay.
Read the comments of GG, a.k.a. the White Rose, if you would like to be enlightened, everyone, please.
Okay. We're up against the break. I've got to run, but thanks for the call.
There you go. You're welcome.
Greg, okay. Annie, you heard it here. When we get mad on this show, we're causing earthquakes.
I don't mean
to laugh at Greg, but there is something to be said for mass consciousness, and there's been a lot of experiments on this, but I don't know that there's any kind of link in the literature between mass anger and earthquakes, although, you know, serendipitously, he may have a point, because this country really is increasingly becoming upset, and we are increasing in earthquakes, but I think there's a little different agenda. And Andy, we mentioned three people here in this half hour. We need to get them all on. The gentleman, the name jumps out of my head that you were quoting from the article about Congress. We need to run Charlie down. In fact, Andy, I'm going to hold you over because we're going to let the audience know what goes into planning our guests before we bring up Russ Baker. So, Andy, hang on for just a second after the break, and we'll put a wrap on this new segment. Thanks. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Russ Baker after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit RepublicBroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, that was an exciting half hour, Annie, and thanks to our listening audience that helped make it that. But, Annie, very quickly here, who is the gentleman that wrote the article that you were quoting from?
Charlie Reese.
Okay, we need to get Charlie on, and I think it's valuable for the listening audience to hear this on how we plan our guests. And you mentioned Jim Mars. You sent me some quotes from Jim in the last week or so, and there's enough meat there that we could probably do three shows. And then, of course, you mentioned Cliff
yes.
High, and looks like Cliff has come out of hibernation, and so we need to pursue getting Cliff on. But Annie, once again, a stellar job. And your contribution to the show is invaluable, and I just wanted to thank you once again. And,
oh, thank you. And I want to remind everybody we're going to have Jim McKinney on next week, so we can ask him about the earthquake situation, too.
Exactly. Always an exciting guest. Annie, thanks so much. We're going to run.
Going
to talk to Russ Baker, but once again, that's Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar News correspondent. And my next guest we had on a few months ago as we discussed his book, Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, and I'm talking about Russ Baker. And the interview was so fascinating. I really thought I needed 3 to 4 hours to do this, and we just had 90 minutes as we do tonight. And we only got through Bush 41, and so I contacted Russ, and I asked him if he'd come back on the show so we could talk mostly tonight about Bush 43. Russ is an old-fashioned muckraking journalist. He has a really unique approach, and it's one that I've tried to emulate here on the show, trying to use balance and rigor that's most associated with the mainstream media to the passion for the truth that you see in the alternative media, although I think it's possible to do both, and Russ does a good job of that. And to talk about the Bush family and coming back again is Russ Baker, and let me welcome Russ to the show. Hi, Russ, how are you?
Thank you very much, Dave. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back. I've listened a couple of times to the interview that we did, I believe it was back in late January, about how you tied Bush 41 into being in Dallas and perhaps having a role in the assassination. And I just wondered, for our listening audience that tuned in that night, have you done anything in terms of updating that information since we last spoke?
All of that is so complicated and so delicate. What I have done is I've continued to hear from people who have bits and pieces of information that are very, very interesting, and I'm certainly collecting all of that and taking the long view toward what I will do with it. Mainly, though, I have to say our real mission is to let more people know about Family of Secrets. And I know you didn't mention the subtitle, but the paperback subtitle is The Bush Dynasty, America's Invisible Government, and the Hidden History of the Last 50 Years. And the reason I mention that is because what we're really dealing with here is how little we understand about what goes on in our country, period. And I mean that about any era. I mean that about what was happening 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, and what's happening right now, and I suspect what's going to be happening in the next several years. And I discovered this in my research, trying to understand how it was that somebody such as George W. Bush, who really I think is going to go down as one of the most controversial presidents of the United States, how it was possible that he became President of the United States, the most powerful person in the world. And I went in that, as you mentioned in your introduction, without an agenda. I didn't know what I was going to find. I didn't know if I was going to find anything, actually. And I love to do work that way, where I just have a question, almost like a childlike question. You know how children always ask why?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, why had all these things happened? You know, why did what happened with Hurricane Katrina? Why was Michael Brown running FEMA, a guy who, even by the administration's admissions, his last job had been as a mid-level official of a horse association. And I just said, well, these things don't make any sense. Why were we in Iraq? You know, what was the story of any of this? And so this just took me down to almost subterranean levels of power that I could never have imagined.
Well, I think what most stunned me about your book and our subsequent interview was how Bush 41 had been in the CIA for so long, was deeply into money laundering, and I think the ties, when you put him into Dallas and what happened with people like Morenchalt, I just was stunned by those revelations. I thought the Bush family was always a little bit dirty, mostly going back to Prescott Bush and the Trading with the Enemies Act that he was charged with, but I had no idea that Bush 41 was as deep into the stew as he really was. And I have a feeling that his son is probably not far off the mark. Am I right in that?
Yeah, I mean, let me just step back, if I might, for a minute, assuming that some folks did not hear our first interview. I mean, basically, what I discovered was that, well, first of all, let me say that some people say to me, you know, why would I want to hear about the Bushes now? They're gone. Who cares about them? And I understand that reaction. But really what was such a wake-up call for me in doing the 5 years of research that I did for Family of Secrets was to learn that the Bushes are not gone, because the Bushes are not an isolated case. George W. Bush was part of a larger apparatus that involves his father, his grandfather, an extended network of people from sort of elite families, corporate interests, and so forth, with which they were connected. But that, in fact, these interests are very pervasive, and that they managed to somehow have a great deal of influence in every presidential administration. And I'm talking about administrations of both parties. And this is really what's astonishing. In fact, you asked me what I'm doing now. I'm doing a lot of work now looking at why so many policies remain the same with a supposedly liberal Democratic administration in power.
That was going to be one of my questions.
Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah, Russ, that was going to be one of my interview questions tonight, because not much has changed. We can come back to that later.
Sure.
I certainly hope, before we delve into Bush 43, I certainly hope you don't wait 5 years to write the sequel.
Okay. Well, you know, I think in a sense I'm always sort of working on what may be a book, and later on we can talk about our website for investigative reporting on a contemporaneous basis. But getting back to your comment about Bush 41, what happened there was, as I looked at George W. and I discovered that, you remember that whole controversy about his military service, and,
yes,
and had he finished his service or not, that came up last in 2004, and for a while it looked like it was going to be a problem for him in his reelection campaign, because here was a man who got the United States into war in Iraq under what turned out to be a false circumstances, whether it was an accident, as they said, that they really thought there were WMDs, or that they didn't believe there were, and used that as an excuse. But in any case, it was a man who committed enormous resources, and now we've seen how many Americans have died in Iraq, not to speak of how many Iraqi civilians have died there. But in any case, here he was running for re-election, and it was becoming apparent that he may have literally disappeared for 2 years out of his own military service during the Vietnam War. And so as I looked at that, I began to wonder what his father's role was in all of this. And so this got me looking more at the father. I began then to wonder, well, what do we really know about the father? I mean, between the son and the father, they were vice president or president for 20 out of a 28-year period, which is astonishing in the history of this country. And I said, this family has been really underestimated. And so looking at the father, trying to understand how he became president, I began looking at the fact that he was made CIA director in 1976 with seemingly no qualifications for that. The more I looked, I began to see the shadow of qualifications, that in fact, as you mentioned, he had actually had a secret life involved with intelligence activities all the way back through his life as a young man in the oil business. And then as I started looking at all these odd things, I came across the fact that he couldn't remember where he was on November 22, 1963, the day that John F. Kennedy was died. Now, of course, everybody says, wait a minute. Everybody remembers where they were, and of course that's right. And that intrigued me, and that took me on a sort of a side journey of 2 years trying to understand that. That's where I came up with all this Kennedy stuff, which was all new to me. I really had never looked at the Kennedy thing, and I had no great particular interest in it as a specialty. But as you say, I found all these really, really disturbing things about his activities that day in and around Dallas, and of a whole host of CIA-connected people with whom he was connected. And so that's four chapters of Family of Secrets just get into all of that. So that's just a piece of the larger puzzle.
Well, so much of what you use to put the Bushes, I think, in the proper light came from documents from the government.
That's right. Dave, one of the things that I have always done throughout my career is I don't like a lot of things that pass for journalism, and you see it increasingly with the rise of the Internet, where people just make assertions. You don't know who they are, you don't know where they get it, or they say a source in the military said. And as you'll see in Family of Secrets, I mean, I've got 1,000 footnotes in there, and where there are sources, they're always named, there are direct quotes, and there are documents, and I use their own documents. I use, Bush 41's own documents showing his world travel to say, you know, why was he in those places. I show actual documentation showing that when he was doing particular activities in November 1963, the man who was sort of sponsoring him had a family foundation that was turned out to have been a secret conduit for CIA funds at that time, and that's all again from actual documents.
Who do you think at the end of the day is Bush 41 beholding to? Who was he serving?
I think he and a lot of the people that he is associated with, and by the way, his father, Prescott Bush, who was a senator and a banker, Prescott's business partner, Robert Lovett, basically created the Central Intelligence Agency. Hardly anybody's ever heard of the guy, but he was very, very powerful, just as the Bushes were powerful with Republican presidents like Eisenhower and Nixon. Lovett was on the Democratic side and was very influential with Harry Truman. And so what these people were is they were bankers, and they basically worked for extremely wealthy people. And these wealthy people have always relied in good measure on investments in foreign countries. And this also involved monopolizing resources and places like Cuba, where they had tremendous sugar plantations, not just not just investors, but companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and so on. And they were getting all of this stuff at very, very low cost, which was certainly not benefiting the people in those countries. And so they had an interest in you know, you might say, paying protection money. And so as long as the leaders of those countries, and not just there, but Guatemala and Iran and so on all over the world, as long as the leader could be handpicked or if somebody could be put into power who would look after their interests, everything was fine. When it didn't work that way, going all the way back in American history, they would use the U.S. military to basically invade and take out the problem spots. Mm-hmm. And so the creation of the CIA was quite brilliant because it allowed these private interests to begin using this covert apparatus within the U.S. government to serve their interests. Now, I'm not saying that the CIA doesn't have lots of good patriotic people, because it does, and I'm not saying that a lot of the people in there aren't doing meaningful work in what they believe to be true interest of the American people, but what I'm saying is there is a relatively small number of people who can kind of manipulate the system to their advantage in a way that even the people inside these operations don't necessarily see it. And so I believe that the Bushes and many of these other families are essentially sort of, you might say, accomplices and foot soldiers of these more powerful, wealthier interests about which we really know very little. If you look at the list of the 500 or 1,000, say, wealthiest people in this country, you've hardly heard of any of those people. Don't know who they are.
Agreed. It's hard to nail down wealth, though, because you can hide it so well through things like subsidiary holdings, offshore accounts. But I want to reflect back to something you just talked about with regard to the sugarcane. Isn't it funny how history really repeats itself? Because when you were talking about the sugarcane crop in Cuba and wanting a leader that would play ball with these bankers, doesn't that remind you of Hearst and Pulitzer before the Spanish-American War?
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, if you go back and you look at that Spanish-American War, and I've got bits and pieces of this in Family of Secrets, I found so much, I sometimes had to just kind of hit you with one sentence, you know, sort of between the eyes and then go on. But the Spanish-American War, the governor generals that the United States installed in there were, you know, William Howard Taft, whose family came from Ohio, where the Bushes came from, and they were friends of theirs. It included... I believe it was MacArthur's father. Many of these people were connected with the same families back then, which was, what, 120 years ago.
Exactly. And then you mentioned, you referred to Bush and his colleagues as foot soldiers. I'm thinking you meant to the bankers and other big business interests. Do you think there's any kind of link there in terms of who masterminded things like Watergate that we talked about the last time and the Kennedy assassination?
Well, as I say, I mean, I always like to point out that, I mean, I consider myself a very sober journalist and that I don't tend to be wild-eyed at all. And so with the Kennedy assassination, before I started looking at this, I sort of accepted it was a kind of an impenetrable mess and that maybe, you know, Oswald had acted alone. And with Watergate, I you know, that always sort of bewildered me. But, you know, the conventional story is that Richard Nixon was just out of control. And I accepted that. And then I just came at these things by accident, just trying to reconstruct this sort of secret history of the Bush family. And I kept finding Bush 41 showing up, and as you say, showing up again in the Watergate configuration. And I thought, well, something happened here. This doesn't make any sense. Because I started seeing links between the Bush family and Richard Nixon's own rise to power, going all the way back to the 1940s. And then there seems to be some kind of a falling out, and then Nixon goes down. And I say, well, what's going on here? And I have to say, I mean, this just seemed to me almost like I was going into the land of fiction, and I had to keep, you know, slapping my face and throwing cold water and saying, you know, what, you know, wait a minute, I'm not dreaming here. I mean, this is what we've seen all over the world, where leaders are put in and leaders are taken out, and there is a facade of sort of democracy put on, which has very, very little to do with it. And so, yes, I mean, in the case of Nixon, I think, although I don't have much on this in the book, I think that Bill Clinton was under some pressure from power centers at the time that the Lewinsky scandal erupted. That's not to say that he was not involved with Lewinsky, but it is to say that sometimes things like that have a larger context.
They provide leverage, yes.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, I remember, Dave, once speaking to a very powerful person in Washington who said to me, Russ, do you know what the most powerful industry in Washington is? And I thought for a moment. I said, well, you know, I don't know. What, lobbying? And he said, nope, sexual blackmail. So So, you know, and then as we have in Family of Secrets, Jimmy Carter starts going after the CIA because he just thinks that their covert operations capability is way out of control, that these people are cowboys, that they're not operating in a manner befitting a democracy. And so he starts trying to kind of take them down, and instead they take him down. And he's kept to one term. And so there are all these things that we don't know anything about, and we have no idea. You know, we have no idea why it was Jimmy Carter became unpopular and was kept to one term. No real sense of why any of these things happen.
Well, going back, and I'd like to reframe the question I asked and maybe pose kind of a hypothesis to you before we leave Bush 41. You know, I've always said that I don't know, you know, beyond there's some mafia CIA connections with regard to the assassination. At least I'm satisfied from what I've read that that's probably the case. But I really can't link it to a higher source. But you can say this quite clearly. Don't you agree that the day that JFK died, the Rockefellers and their colleagues won the lottery? I mean, the oil depletion allowance, the Vietnam War, the increase in nuclear arms production with companies they were affiliated with. And let me hold your answer over until after the break. That's a great teaser. We'll be back with Russ Baker and his answer to that question after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back. My guest for the balance of the show is Russ Baker, who wrote Bush Family of Secrets. We'll open up the phone lines at 10:30 Central Time and welcome your calls at that time at 1-800-313-9443. And Russ, I posed a provocative question for you that fortunately you had some time to think about and maybe even measure your answer a little bit, but I think with Watergate, you had a chance to extend the Vietnam War when Nixon left office. And I certainly think that the oil depletion allowance, nuclear arms production, on and on and on, benefited people like the Rockefellers and their colleagues.
Yeah, by the way, I just wanted to clarify, you slightly misstated. The title of the book is actually just Family of Secrets. There's no Bush in that part of the title. But in terms of your question, it's a very good one. One of the things I discovered that really astonished me was that Richard Nixon turned out to be, as he became president, basically asserting his independence from people who had controlled him throughout his career. He'd gotten to the top. All he had left was to create a legacy. And so he was determined in his own way to make peace with America's enemies, to get the threat of nuclear war off the table, and to sort of pull back from the brink, which is the same thing John F. Kennedy was trying to do. Now, you won't know this if you get all your information from conventional media sources, traditional historical books from major establishment historians and so on, but increasingly documents are showing that both of these men were conducting very secret diplomacy with you might say reasonable elements in our enemies' governments. And we're trying to do that. Now, to get to your question, both of these people were skeptical of the oil depletion allowance. Both of them were moving in a direction that was likely to adversely impact the financial interests of people with the big stakes in the defense contracting industry. And so, yes, absolutely. They were both threats in that sense. And what you saw in both cases with Lyndon Johnson after Kennedy and with Gerald Ford after Nixon, you saw a sharp swing to the right. You saw the growth of defense expenditures. You saw people put in the case of Johnson, many of his people. And in the case of Ford, you know, you saw two guys by the names of Rumsfeld and Cheney,
yes,
brought in. And then you saw George H.W. Bush brought in, a CIA director, with a hard turn to the right, very, very pro, a much more aggressive policy toward the Soviets, toward the Chinese, and so on.
Well, just, you know, I always am a believer that when you're looking at a murder mystery or some type of intrigue, follow the money first. And certainly I think the money points in that direction, although it doesn't prove the case. But, I used to give presentations on the Kennedy assassination, and people used to ask me, well, how high did it go? And see, we don't know that. But I've always liked to make the statement that I can't prove anyone was involved at that level. But the day that Kennedy was killed, certainly certain people certainly benefited, even if only by happenstance.
Well, you know, most people don't realize this. There's this phrase that some people say, well, someone would have talked. But in fact, many people talked. And I've, in the course of working on Family of Secrets, I've met quite a few people who had bits and pieces of information personally. I found out about others. There are hundreds of people who worked in all kinds of posts in the federal government, law enforcement people, local, county, state, federal, Secret Service. There are people at all kinds of levels who have revealed small pieces of it that they knew about. And it's very, very clear that it was impossible to orchestrate something on this scale unless it was being done at the highest possible levels,
from
within the government itself.
Okay, let's hold it right there, Russ. We're going to break for our top of the hour messages, and then we'll be back more with the story of the Bush family and talk about Bush 43. Stay tuned, everybody.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.